This year, Indiana teed up for big education changes, including a new assessment, a new state superintendent, and increasing interest in expanding pre-K options. Indiana Public Broadcasting's education reporters Claire McInerney and Peter Ballinon-Rosen discuss the biggest education issues this year and what to expect in 2017.
So let's start with the I-STEP. That was the biggest issue that dominated our coverage this year. Claire, you covered it closely. Why don't you tell us how it unfolded?
Sure. So at the end of the 2016 legislature, in about March, they passed a bill that the governor signed that said we're going to get rid of I-STEP, we're going to write a new test, and we're going to have this committee help us make a recommendation. The committee was 23 people. It was made up of classroom teachers, principals, superintendents, and then some legislators and state policymakers.
Can you tell us what was actually recommended?
They want to only test once a year. They really want teachers to grade the assessment. So that'll be a big discussion if we have the money and capacity to have teachers grade it. A lot of people wanted to see more, and I think the legislature still has that power, but it wasn't quite in that recommendation.
Right. So it's just a recommendation, and that's all we've got so far. So what happens next?
So now the legislature takes up the issue. Do we try and ease away from paper pencil and go completely online? These are the kind of details that will be up for discussion, and so that's completely up to our elected officials.
And so right now, the loss of the test needs to be functional by spring 2018. What can we expect on that? That's pretty soon.
It is, and I think they're starting to realize that. So just a few weeks ago, two of the top education leaders in the legislature have said they want to extend that deadline probably by another year or two, because that's what experts told them they need to do to make a proper test.
So we also have a new leader for our Department of Education.
Yeah, that's one issue that most people probably won't forget from 2016, the election. But in terms of education in Indiana, we have a new state superintendent. So, Peter, do you want to explain the significance of how that race turned out?
Sure. So this year, Jennifer McCormick, who is the Yorktown superintendent and was relatively unknown on a statewide level, she ran against Superintendent Glenda Ritz. One of the reasons she said she ran was because she felt Ritz wasn't working well with others. Now, interestingly, the two of them have pretty similar views on education. As far as we could tell on the campaign trail, they both come from public school backgrounds, and they both are for things like reforming teacher evaluations, changing how we rate our schools, and rethinking how much we test. McCormick is a Republican, so we might see fewer political squabbles between the Department of Education and the Republican-controlled legislature.
Another thing we heard a lot about this year was preschool. There were many candidates who discussed it during the election.
Right. So you've been covering Indiana's preschool for a few years now. Claire, can you tell us what state-funded pre-K looks like right now and the discussion around that this year?
So right now we're in the middle of a pilot program, which has been going for 2 years. It gives scholarships to low-income kids in 5 counties. And so this year, that program enrolled around 1,700 kids. So all year what we heard was, we need to expand, please, let's do this. And so 2017 will be the year of what are they going to do? What I have heard, though, from Representative Bob Boehning, who is head of the House Education Committee, is he's going to propose expanding it to the 18 counties that were originally considered for the pilot program, because they've already studied it. They know the need is there. But he, I think, will have a job of convincing his colleagues that this is worth the investment.
So these are all issues that we will be keeping a close eye on to see how they unfold next year.
And a lot of them will be addressed during the legislative session, which begins January 3rd.
Reporters Peter Ballinon-Rosen and Claire McInerney cover education for Indiana Public Broadcasting.